The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So most of you will be familiar with the reading from the Gospel this morning, and it's chosen because today is the Feast of Saint Andrew, one of the apostles called by the Lord himself. You might be wondering, a question might rise in your mind, how come that he just was passing by, he saw them, called them, and they immediately followed him? There must be a reason for that. And the reason for that is that at the time of Jesus, every young Jewish boy would have read the scriptures and know them off by heart. And it would have been the desire and the hope of every young boy at that time to be called by a rabbi. And so obviously Jesus was known as one of the local rabbis. And to be called by a rabbi would have been the greatest compliment that a young man could receive in those days. And so Zebedee would have gone home, for example, and said, "Guess what?" To his wife. A rabbi came along today and called our two sons. How wonderful. Well, it goes on from there, and then we're told that Andrew brought somebody else to Jesus. So what is the message in the gospel for us this morning? Because we've always got to bring it down to where we are and how it applies to me, how it applies to you. And it applies in this way, that nobody comes to God totally on their own. And you'll find, if you ask yourself, how come you or I believe in God today and God matters in our life? And invariably, it's because of other people. In some of our cases, because we were born into a Catholic family, we had Catholic parents, and many other people, because of a friend or somebody that they admired from a distance, maybe by the way that they lived and the way they behaved, and encouraged them to ask, "How come you're like that?" And when they discover maybe that you are a Catholic or a believer in God and that God matters in your life, that can be the little thing that somebody needs in order to change their whole life. And it happens time and time again. If you ask any person who later in life has become a convert, they will tell you that it always involved another person, always and always.